Here's a word for today
from Vision 180 magazine.
That you, always having all sufficiency in all things, may have an abundance for every good work. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 8. God doesn't just love, He lavishes love on us. He doesn't dole out wisdom. He gives generously to all without finding fault. The prodigal son got the fattened calf. The guests at the wedding of Cana got the best wine. And Peter caught so many fish that his boat started to sink. Paul tells us God supplies seed to the sower. And the Greek word for supplies comes from two roots. The first means to dance, and the second means to lead. It literally means to lead a dance. So when God gives to you, He dances for joy. He strikes up the band and leads out a parade of loving and giving. He loves to give. On the day Peter said to Jesus, "We have left all and followed you. Therefore, what shall we have?" Seems like this might have been a good opportunity for Jesus to tell Peter off for all this "what's in it for me" mentality. But he didn't. Instead, he assured Peter that we shall receive 100-fold in this life and inherit eternal life too. Jesus promises an unimaginable gain of blessing. If someone gave you $1,000 today for every dollar you gave them yesterday, you might call that person God generous. God doesn't dispense His goodness with an eyedropper, but with a fire hydrant. His measure isn't a teacup, but bigger than the Pacific Ocean. You simply can't contain it. So let it bubble over in your life. Let it spill out, pour forth. Freely you have received, freely give.
The word for today,
as featured in Vision 180 magazine.
See more at vision180.org.au.
Vision 180.